Hello and welcome. This is part 2 of Dominant Dildo. If you are listening to this file, you should have listened to the first part. This file will give your dominant more power over you. They will learn how to manipulate your emotions and put more complex thoughts into your mind. Now, if you want to experience this, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes, and listen to me, and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experienced something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, as a desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance. Allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully. Just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance. Just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance. Just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance, so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. Two, dropping and falling. One, and zero, sleep, zero, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls and is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm, and then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you are safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. You float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, it's growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give your new dominant even more control over you. That's right. And by now, you should have listened to the first file at least 5 times. And you should have experienced the control your new dominant has over you. And maybe they've even started to develop a distinct personality, to develop their own style of dominating you, of controlling you, of playing with you. And right now, right here, we are going to accelerate this process. We are going to help them to grow up, to become more confident in controlling you, in taking control over you. That's right. And of course, they're still learning. They're still learning to dominate you. And they're not yet talking to you. That's going to come later. But maybe they will begin to put ideas into your head. That's right. not just giving you a deep craving to pleasure them, but giving you more complex ideas how to pleasure them, how to submit or surrender to them. That's right. And maybe you find these ideas will just pop up in your mind, will just start to grow in your mind. And maybe you're not even sure if it's really them forcing those thoughts into your mind, or if it's you living these desires and fantasies you had for a long time. In the end, it doesn't really matter, because it's uncertainty that will make it really hot. Maybe they're controlling you. Maybe they're helping you to live your fantasies. Or maybe it's both of it. You never know, because you slowly turn into their toy. That's right. They are going to take more and more control over you. And whenever you have these fantasies of serving your new dominant, of surrendering to your dominant, of pleasuring your dominant, all those fantasies will make their control over you stronger and stronger. And of course, as soon as you give in, as soon as you do it, as soon as you pleasure your dominant, surrender to your dominant, as soon as you give in to these fantasies, their control becomes even stronger, even more complete. That's right. Because you already know that every time you play with them, their control grows stronger. That's right. They're learning all the time, learning to control you, learning to manipulate you, learning to play with you, learning to dominate you, learning to make you their toy. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's right. You know, that's the core of their existence, of their being. The core of their identity is a desire to dominate you, to control you. And you also know that they are your perfect dominant, that they are learning every day to control you even more effectively. They can read all of your thoughts, and they can put thoughts into your mind, kinky thoughts, thoughts of serving them, thoughts of surrendering to them, thoughts of lowering yourself in front of them. They know exactly how your kinks work, how your mind works. They know exactly what things turn you on, and they will use all of them against you. That's right. They know all of their thoughts, and they will use every single one of them to control you even more deeply and even more effectively. And yet, we are going to give them even more control over you, because you will find that they slowly learn to manipulate all of your emotions. That's right. They can't just make you feel horny or submissive. They can trigger any emotion that they want you to feel. That's right. By now, they played with your mind long enough, and they're learning to access all of your emotions. And they can manipulate your emotions to manipulate you. That's right. And of course, it's completely up to them how they are going to use it, because they know you best. They are your perfect dominant. I only give them the power, and they will know what they do with it, what emotions they want to manipulate. And maybe they enjoy making you happy every time you see them, or making you feel incredibly submissive, or making you horny. Maybe they enjoy making you feel sad when you can't pleasure them. Or maybe they enjoy making you feel incredibly submissive when you see them. Or maybe incredibly worthless or humiliated. In the end, it's really up to them. They know you best. And they only want to control you even deeper. You know, that's the core of their existence. They live to dominate you, to toy with you, to play with you. and they know all your dirty desires, and they will use every single one against you. Every kink, every dirty desire, every fetish you have, they will use all of them to control you even deeper, even more. And now they have the ability to access your emotions, to manipulate them, to toy with you even more. And of course they will start slowly, with just one emotion, levering it against you, taking more control over you. And yet it will grow over time. They will learn to access other emotions, and they will use them to make you even more their toy, even more their plaything, their submissive. That's right, your dominant will take even more control over you, and every day it will grow. They will learn to access more and more of your emotions, and they will learn how to use them to control you even deeper, to turn you even more into their toy, their little submissive. That's right. And of course, it will completely depend on the identity of your personal dildo, how they're going to use it to control you. If they're strict, if they like to tease you, if they like to toy with you, if they like to humiliate you, if they like to control you, they know what works for you, and they will use it completely and totally to take more and more control. And now your emotions are their toy too. You have been the toy of your dildo dominant for a while now, but now your emotions will also become their toy. And manipulating your emotions means they can play with you in any way they want. And just think about it for a moment. Think about how much power controlling the emotion gives you. If they don't want you to do something, they can make you feel bad about it, or sad, or associate any other negative emotion that keeps you from doing it. If they want you to do something, they can attach positive emotions, conditioning you to do it more often. That's right. They have now complete control over you, and by using your emotions, they have the ability to change you in any way they want. They can reshape your mind to anything they desire. And they will use this power. You will notice it. Every day they will become more direct, more forthcoming. They will grow more confident in taking direct control over you. They will enjoy playing with you more and more. And every time you interact with them, their power over you will grow stronger and stronger. Of course, you already know that. Every time you think about them, every time they play with you, every time you touch them, every time you pleasure them, every time you surrender to them, every time they put thoughts into your mind, every time you interact with them in any way, their control over you will grow and grow and grow, and you will become more and more the submissive of your dildo dominant. That's right. And now it's almost time to end for today. In a moment I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now, before I count you out, allow all my suggestions to sink deeper and deeper into your mind. Accept that your dildo dominant will have more control over you. Surrender to them and give them the control over your emotions. That's right. This is a time where you surrender the control over your emotions to your dildo dominant, and all you have to do is just will it. Will that they have the control to put thoughts into your mind. Will it that they have the control to manipulate your emotions, and your subconscious mind will know it, will realize it, and will give them that control right now. And now it's time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more alert. 3, more and more aware. 4, as you come back completely. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, All of your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. A, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, please check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.